This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, now, see, for me, this whole Wuhan virus, coronavirus, all this stuff, this was a test of the emergency broadcast system to see what we would do. And a large part of that test was dependent on the fact that we followed the narrative, that we believed the narrative. And now that the narrative wall has come down in a manner, metaphorically quite similar to what happened to the civil infrastructure in Jericho, you can see how devoid of merit is the American fake stream legacy media. For an entire year, these people, aided by the totalitarians who run the big tech social media sites, and one way to let the market punish these guys is to join something called the Speakeasy, by the way, have done everything they could to squelch any notion that COVID-19 is the product of irresponsible, if not downright evil, virology research gone wrong in Wuhan, China. This despite the quite obvious factual basis of the lab leak theory of how the Wuhan virus got out. Now, a year ago, there was three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology who had been hospitalized in the fall of 2019 with symptoms identical to COVID-19. It was also known a year ago, that cell phone traffic had gone dark for 17 days in the vicinity of the facility in October 2019, a telltale sign that the place had been evacuated so it could be disinfected. It was well known that safety conditions at the Wuhan lab were poor at best, and it was a time bomb waiting to go off, sort of like Chernobyl. It was also fairly well known, particularly among the public health bureaucrats working for the U.S. federal government, that research was being done at that facility on bat coronaviruses to produce something exactly like COVID-19. And this was known because the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, the agency headed by one Dr. Anthony Fauci, was indirectly funding that research despite it having been banned in 2014. He had created a national security workaround from the ban. Now, all of these things were known, not by the public, right? The public doesn't care. The public doesn't care. But by people who were in a position to know. Months ago, Dr. Robert Redfield, the former head of the CDC, publicly endorsed the lab leak theory. He had enough information to state that it was patently obvious, namely that this virus didn't come from bat soup cooked up at a Chinese wet market. It had to be engineered to do what it did. Was he given any credit for recognizing this? Well, no. Here's the former head of the CDC, and yet he's being treated like, big deal. Because the narrative was already set on the origins of COVID-19. But what was that narrative? The lab leak theory was nuttery. It was a conspiracy theory. It was a racist lie. And, you know, because Trump had, who had access to more information on the subject than most people thanks to his job, correctly identified the lab leak theory as the most likely explanation for the COVID-19 release into the public. Now, the fake stream legacy media, who suppressed that theory for a year, have abandoned their efforts and are beginning to catch up to the members of the general public capable of critical thinking and logical analysis. And their explanation for having suppressed it all of this time? Well, we get this. Liberal media reporters and pundits admitted over the weekend they were wrong to dismiss the Wuhan lab leak theory just because it was espoused by former President Donald Trump. Mainstream reporters have pushed back at the idea that COVID-19 may have originated in a virology lab in Wuhan, China, and openly ridiculed the ideas. Trump spoke openly about it in the early days of the pandemic. But now, these same reporters have admitted that it is possible the virus came from a lab leak, as more scientists and the political officials openly question the virus's origins. ABC News' John Carl told Martha Raddatz, "I think a lot of people have egg on their face." He continued, "This was an idea that was first put out by Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and President Donald Trump, and some things that may be true even if Donald Trump has said them." You think? He noted the idea was widely dismissed at the time, but now serious people are saying it needs a serious inquiry. So, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton got out there and had something to say about it. And a New York Times reporter named David Leonard, he said, "Well, if Tom Cotton is saying something, it can't be true, or they assume that. And that's not right. Tom Cotton does deal in misinformation about things like election fraud. He says some things that are just wrong. But that doesn't mean that everything he says is wrong, and it seems like a lot of people, including a lot in the media, leap to dismiss the lab leak." Now, this all of this is projection, by the way. What he's saying is, I say a lot of, I lie a lot too. Everybody lies a lot. Yeah. He's a pathetic cretin, to be sure. And in his cretinous pathos, he has now offered an invitation to open an examination into election fraud, something his fellow cretins in the legacy fake stream corporate media have just as vigorously suppressed. But what essentially happened here, and this is important, because if we'd known it was created in a lab, other questions would have been asked as far as, you know, vaccines and such. But anyway, they didn't look at the lab leak theory because Donald Trump was the guy saying it, and he was the president, and there was no way he could be the president. But he was the president of the United States, and the media dismissed him on that theory. And the question now has to be asked why, and that's because Orange Man bad. So, you know, we know that half of America is conservative, but all of America should be looking at the media right now, and because, you know, I don't know how discriminating the COVID-19 virus was. And you got to ask yourself, are you ever going to believe anything that the pathetic media says again? They've admitted they didn't bother covering what is almost assuredly the single biggest news story in recent years. One could make a very good argument that it's the single biggest news story ever, considering the implications of COVID-19 getting out to the general population. But they didn't cover it because it was, you know, Trump. Trump said it. Trump put it out there. When Trump was our president, he said this all the time. And I would imagine he still says it today. The legacy fake stream corporate media is the enemy of the American people. He was right when he said that. He's right today. And Jonathan and Carl and David Leonard, you guys can look at this, and here's something else he's right about. Take note. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Here we go!
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, if nobody, I mean, all you got to do is go look at a gun shop. Go look at a gun shop. There's two shortages right now, two things I'm always interested in buying, cars and guns. Right now, law-abiding Americans are buying firearms at record levels. We know they're law-abiding because they buy them at gun shops, pass background checks. Nobody's disputing this. Gun control groups decry the trend. Supporters of the Second Amendment celebrate it. But during the past year and a half, the fact is a historic number of Americans have taken ownership of their self-defense, and that includes millions of first-time buyers who bought a gun. So, never one to pass up a moment where we might be able to try to pull up the bullhorn and rearrange this narrative, because it's always about the narrative. Here comes staunch gun control advocate and billionaire Michael Bloomberg and his agitprop bullhorn, The Trace, to report, quote unquote, on a new survey severely downplaying what's happening. The Trace's operations are funded, they get 70% of their funding from Michael Bloomberg. I would love to know where they get the other 30%. And they get that money, he runs that money through Every Town for Gun Safety, which is interesting. So now in typical fashion, the Trace received a pre-release summary of new survey data from Northeastern and Harvard University researchers, both bastions of gun control groupthink, that claim to speak with authority about the volume of the first-time firearm owner that arose since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Then, enter the Joyce Foundation. Now, the Joyce Foundation, back in the early days before he had presidential aspirations, Barack Obama sat on the Joyce Foundation with Valerie Jarrett. They were the ones who proposed carbon credits. They were the ones that were going to set up the Chicago Climate Exchange, because this is all happening in Illinois. They were going to set up the Chicago Climate Exchange. They had a bank ready to handle all the money they were going to be taking in. Their first, based upon what they figured when they did the math, and they probably weren't wrong. They probably weren't wrong about this, but they figured their take on this would be $22 trillion annually. Now, we still don't have carbon credits, thankfully. But the Joyce Foundation is still around today. And they also claim to be a gun violence prevention private foundation. So they had hosted an exclusive data call to journalists and advocates. And the Cliff's Notes summary is astounding because, see, there has been no surge in the number of first-time gun buyers in America. And their numbers are interestingly wrong. They say 3.8 million Americans became first-time gun owners in 2020. This is from a new survey of 19,000 people. That group accounted for 23% of all gun buyers last year, up slightly from 17% in 2019. Now, the NSSF's data shows around 20% of gun buyers are first-timers in a normal year. In 2020, it was double that, but with the Joyce Foundation's research, the saying goes, you get what you pay for. Now, this isn't the first time. The Joyce Foundation has used the same anti-gun playbook to run the exclusive survey results teaser play. They previously partnered with the same Northwestern and Harvard University players as well. They organized a similar press call in 2016, this time with The Guardian and The Trace, to push another fallacy, suggesting that only 3% of American gun owners hold 50% of the firearms. And listen, some of these guys got massive collections, let me tell you. And this was 2016. This is 2016. Remember now. Remember these numbers, because the numbers have always been static. And in 2016, Barack Obama, by June of 2013, there had already been 100 million background checks on Barack Obama's during his tenure as president. So, remember this. The new unpublished survey estimates that of 265 million guns, 133 million of these guns are concentrated in the hands of just 3% of American adults, a group of super owners who have amassed an average of 17 guns each. That's impressive. 3% of 265 million. Well, it's actually probably closer to, and that's the guns. The guns are probably closer to 500 million now, and they were closer to 350 million then. See, the beauty of what they do, though, is that they don't ever have to prove any of this. They don't have to get out there and show you all the guns. The survey remained unpublished for good reason at the time. Pew polling showed nearly 45% of American households possess guns. Gallup and other polling agencies suggested the same, so Joyce wouldn't release the full survey and ignored outreach seeking clarification. The objective of the recent survey is clear: to quell any claim that first-time gun ownership grew abundantly during the pandemic. And given the leadership of the Joyce Foundation and the researchers involved in the news outlet used in the ruse, the message and motive are clear. They financed scholarships for law schools to promote a legal theory that the Second Amendment does not protect an individual right. When the Supreme Court affirmed the individual right, the Joyce Foundation switched tactics, labeling gun control as a public health issue. Joyce donated millions to the anti-gun group Violence Policy Center. But they also gave tens of millions of dollars to fund more than 100 anti-gun grants to researchers at Harvard University, the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence, International Association of Chiefs of Police, all kinds of places. All kinds of places. The truth is, you're buying guns. You're buying a lot of guns. Plain and simple. It's always been a fact. Always going to be a fact. And this is being pushed by that fake stream media that I told you about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senior Democrat leaders issued a unified statement Thursday denouncing comments made by Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar when she compared U.S. and Israel's war crimes to actions by the Taliban and Hamas. Omar issued a statement Thursday clarifying her comments after she was met with a flood of criticism from members of her own party.
On the heels of the release of Anthony Fauci's emails from early on in the pandemic, Senators Marsha Blackburn, Marco Rubio, and Tom Cotton have demanded that Fauci resign or be fired. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, I'm reflecting what I heard from so many people across the state of Arkansas last week. They've lost confidence in Tony Fauci because of his repeated evasions and misdirection and politicized advice.
This is USA Radio News. As a glimmer of hope emerges, while the United States enters the summer with some of the lowest COVID-19 case rates in months, the country could pass 600,000 deaths as early as this weekend. A new report says the Trump administration forced Apple for Congress members' metadata. Wendy King has more.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants to find out more after a New York Times report revealed former President Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for the metadata of at least two members of that committee, as well as aides and family members, one of which was a minor. The Department of Justice was trying to find the leaks during the Russia investigation. Adam Schiff is calling for an inspector general to investigate. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the news about the politicization of the Trump administration Justice Department is harrowing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's additive enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, here's the problem with communism and socialism. If you study these subjects, you will encounter lots of abstract theories about how best organize society, money, property, so on. Some ideas might sound appealing, but they have little to do with communism, as this ideology has existed in the real world. Better to think of these theories as maps and guidebooks for people who want to rule others. Communism appeals to dead souls, hungry for power. These are not normal, healthy people. When they finally seize power, everyone else becomes a victim, even as never-ending propaganda promises the perfect society. The last people you want in control of your life are control freaks eager to be your masters. They think it's natural that they should dictate your activities. The word slave does not appear in the contract, but that is your job in their world. Everyone should reflect on the bloody history of socialism and communism, so often with beautiful banners and abundant promises, but a decade later, most of the wannabe bosses are dead, are missing in action, replaced by others like themselves. Smell of death hangs over this history. The bigger the government, the more power is taken from the people and given to the commissars and bureaucrats. These people to work to increase the concentration of power in fewer hands, their hands. If you were a follower of Germany's Hitler, Russia's Stalin, Cambodia's Pol Pot, or China's Mao, you naturally expected to participate in their success. But these four visionaries killed people, including devoted followers, by the millions. Indeed, the real common denominator of the top socialists and communists is their extreme comfort level with imprisonment, suffering, and death. And here's the essence of the matter. You tell me what this sounds like. Communists want you to think their theories and plans are concerned with you and your happiness. And that's a lie. Their theories are concerned with helping them gain control of you. A lot of these theories came from Karl Marx, a nobody around 1850, but he was the leader of a tiny socialist party. I think he saw his theories grandiose and highly intellectual to be his passport to the top of the pyramid. But he was not a very nice man. Disagreeing with his fellow socialists, he often shouted, "I will annihilate you." And that, arguably, is the spirit of his teachings. A UK historian writing about Hitler and Stalin concluded, "Two sides of the same coin. These mass killers are described as narcissistic and antisocial." Stalin, who always thought big, mused, "The death of one man is a tragedy. The death of a million is a statistic." A leader like that's not going to notice if you live or die. Wikipedia indicates that both men were comfortable with torture. The peak of totalitarian terror was reached with the Nazi concentration camps. And these range from labor camps to extermination camps, and they are described as aiming to eliminate all actual, potential, and imagined enemies of the regime. Experts refer to the camps as involving extreme viciousness, and they also compare these camps with the Soviet Gulag system, and they highlight the use of such camps as a method of punishment and execution by Nazi and Stalinist regimes alike. Pol Pot and Mao were similar. Another scholar focused on the violence and terror employed by Hitler and Stalin. The Stalinist USSR underwent an extraordinary brutalization of the relations between state and society for the purpose of rapid modernization and industrialization. Other experts discuss mass violence and the way that was used by both Stalinism and Nazism. All levels of Soviet society were affected by Stalinist repression. At the top, high-ranking members of the Communist Party were arrested and executed under the claim that they plotted against Stalin. At the bottom, the peasantry suffered the artificial famine that killed many millions in Ukraine. There was no place to hide in these societies, no matter how low or high you were on the food chain. Now, the point here is that normal people don't want to torture people. Live and let live. That's the central philosophy of Western culture. Sadly, these same normal people are very slow to see the threat from totalitarian players. The essence of the people at the top of the socialist and communist governments tend to be exploit and let die. Looking at the track records of socialist and communist governments, you really appreciate how brilliant George Orwell was. Both of his famous books explore the monsters at the top. Think of the lead characters in Animal Farm, a swine in every sense. And consider the extraordinary candor of O'Brien, the party boss of 1984. He explains that constant pain is essential. Otherwise, how do the bosses know that ordinary citizens are submitting, not merely pretending? You probably noticed that our public schools seem determined to teach everything that makes America look bad. In reality, American history contains almost nothing comparable to the vast relentless terror that is the norm in most historical socialist and communist countries. All the bad things then in these countries result in massive rates of alcoholism, depression, divorce, suicide, and early death. Every good thing is promised, but in reality, there is a slow grinding desperation in these far-left paradises, as is in Venezuela today. Teachers who seriously want to teach the history of this planet have to include material about communism. Some say communist governments killed 100 million people. Some estimates go as high as 150 million. Schools should teach students how to recognize the oncoming catastrophe. Another resource is a museum in Washington, D.C. called Victims of Communism. Their website contains lots of interesting information. The corruption and decline of our schools are thoroughly exposed by the increase in students supporting totalitarian tendencies. So it's disgusting, at least to me, that young people who have everything working to take everything away from everybody else. Black Lives Matter have announced that they were trained Marxists. And I think about that every time I see somebody supporting them. Whole Foods supports them. Starbucks supports them. And this is not... We can surmise one of two things about companies that support organizations like BLM. They either don't know what they're about or they do. And both of those are damning. Both of those are damning. Because not knowing is malfeasance. They should, you know, do some due diligence. Knowing and still doing it. Okay. I got you. Message heard. That's enough to know that you want to stay far away from them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. There's an essay written by Ayn Rand in 1963 called Collectivized Ethics. It has a spooky applicability to today, and I'm going to try to share that with you. A student once asked Barbara Brandon, what will happen to the poor in an objectivist society? Her response was, if you want to help them, you will not be stopped. Now, there's a reason to cite this, because it is a perfect example of a response that refuses to accept the left's premise, its view of reality, as the basis of discussion. Only individuals have the right to decide when or whether they wish to help others. Only individuals. Society, as an organized political system, has no right of decision. This is not, right now, Biden and the left, they're not being stopped by this. And it illustrates the rights, you know, choices that Biden, Harris, professional politicians, and far-left Democrats, and a few Republicans have taken from us. How so, you might be asking? We must explore objectivism, which asserts the validity of the objective view over the subjective view of reality. So considering the following, like the poor, consider the student's question. The left's implicit premise is that all men are their brother's keepers. Obama mangled Genesis 4:9 in an attempt to justify his view of reality, to implement an income tax to compel the rich to pay their, quote, fair share. Therefore, the misfortunes of some are an obligation to others. The left doesn't ask, should anything be done? Rather, it asks, what will be done? The left assumes that the question's unspoken premise, the subjective view, society must act, has been tacitly accepted, and all that remains is a discussion on how to implement a, quote, solution, and how much money should be thrown at, quote, the problem. The left attempts to switch the discussion onto its view. Can anybody say never-ending welfare expansion? Then there's Medicare. Is it not desirable that the aged receive medical care? The answer is yes, when considered out of context, without regard to costs, monetary and otherwise. It's at this point the left's brain shuts down, assumes a subjective view, ceases to consider the reality of unintended consequence, such as enslavement and destruction of medical science and the regimentation and disintegration of all medical practices, not to mention the sacrifice of professional integrity, freedom, careers, ambitions, achievements, happiness, and lives of the very people who provide that desirable goal. The doctors. Can anybody say not accepting new patients? Then there's capitalism. Progress can only come from man's surplus, from work that produces more than he personally consumes. Capitalism is the only economic system where this is possible, not by forced privatizations, but by a constant rise in the general level of prosperity, of consumption, and of enjoyment of life. Which, by the way, we didn't have for the last year and a half, did we? The left assumes a subjective view and will not acknowledge this truism. Objectivism believes the moral purpose of each man's life is the pursuit of his own happiness. The only political system consistent with this morality is one that demonstrates respect for individual rights embodied in laissez-faire capitalism, which that's also called socialism. Then there's education. Is it not desirable to have an educated public? Yes, but that has to also address other questions, something the left's subjective view won't permit, such as who will do the educating? Can anybody say teachers' unions? What will be taught? Can anybody say indoctrination? And what will happen to dissenters? Can anybody say critical race theory? Then there's science. There's always science. Is it not desirable to advance science? Absolutely. But science is valuable only because it expands, enriches, and protects man's life. A fact that the left's subjective view does not permit. It is not a value outside of the context that I just described. Can anybody say COVID-19? The subjective view creates its own, often invalid reality. The more neurotic a man, Biden, is, the more he seemingly accepts this subjective view. The more he is willing to serve as the means of the ends of others, his enablers, and the more he will devise schemes for the good of his fellow man, or society, or public, or future generations. Anybody except today's actual human beings who have an objective view. And the appalling recklessness with which he proposes humanitarian projects imposed by political means or force on an unlimited number of human beings only makes the situation worse. The characteristic of any such project is the advocacy of some public goal with no regard to context, cost, or means. The project's goal is absent context, desirable. It must be, quote, for the public good because the costs are not earned but expropriated. That means taxed. Optimistic lies must obscure the issue of means. Most remain hidden and unspoken because the means are in human lives. Can anybody say inflation? Biden and his enablers have a subjective, therefore invalid view of reality, theirs. And what's worse is their view is driven by the politics they impose upon us. And what's even worse is that the media knows what the left is doing but won't speak out because, you know, they're no good. So the question for this desirable goal is, to whom are they desirable? Desires and goals presuppose beneficiaries, and that is the question the left won't honestly answer. To whom are the results beneficial and desirable? And it cannot and will not answer honestly because it doesn't agree with its subjective view of reality. And besides, an honest answer would expose the left's actual unspoken goals, like power grabs, limiting rights. And this exposes them, the Democrats, the power, the masters, as the ultimate beneficiary. Like right now, everybody's talking about the brace, okay? The brace, the stabilizing brace. Well, if they were to do that and they were to make all of us that have guns that have these on them pay them $200, this is a money grab. And it's also limiting rights, and it's also a power grab. It's a win-win-win for them. But as Barbara Brandon said, if you want to help them, you will not be stopped. Can anybody say Barack Obama, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, or George Soros? Now, that response and that question absolutely does not agree with the left's subjective view of reality. This whole hour has been based upon one thing that I want you to take into the weekend thinking, and it is this. You got to go find these things out for yourself. You got to go looking for answers yourself. You got to be a critical thinker. Don't worry about what the media says. If they're saying it to you, they're lying to your face. You can tell it because their faces are moving. They're lying to your face in order to get the upper hand on you. They are in league with the left. And when I say the left, I mean communists and I mean socialists. I don't mean, you know, progressive Democrats. I mean the left. Right now, that's the existential threat to the Republic. And the only means to overcome that is in you. If you can critically think and demand and be an activist and be the citizen, and if all else fails, then we have to get out there on the battlefield. Very simple thing. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.